312, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
WJQM, DeForest Madison. In the morning.
Waking every morning. Ding, ding, ding. You are now looking at the bestie elite.
Krista and the Morning Rush.
What's going on, y'all? It's Post Malone.
When you wake up in the morning.
Can't nobody do this the way I do.
I had some soy sauce yesterday on my cup of noodles.
Did you? Your cup of noodles?
That was my dinner.
You're adorable.
Cup of soup.
Cup of noodles. Thank you.
Do you have real furniture yet? Or turn it up.
On the station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jam.
Good morning, and yes it is. It's Thursday. Aaron is super stoked again. One day closer to, I don't know, Halloween.
Well, yes, and it's a thirsty super Thursday excited. Given your outfit. At least I'm feeling thirsty over here when I saw you.
Oh my God, I'm wearing like a sweater dress.
Yeah?
With my sweater puppies.
Yeah. Well, it's not those. I like the dress.
But it's a sweater dress. Yeah, but you know, when I started doing TV, I realized, oh, I got to start wearing dresses. And of course, I don't have that many. So I've been recycling them. And now since it's cold, I only have one long sleeves.
We'll go to Walgreens and we'll get you some.
Very good.
Yeah. We'll get you some more $7 dresses.
$10, thank you.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Girls, if you're ever looking for some fabulous sundresses, Walgreens is where it's at.
And every girl looks good in a sundress.
They really do.
There's no such thing as a girl that doesn't look good in a sundress.
I was going to say, every single guy out there loves a girl in a sundress.
They're kind of easy to take off, so yeah.
There it is. That's why.
Oh, they are.
That's what you're going to do. So yeah, I'm excited. I'll be heading out there today, actually, to film on Channel 57 for Girl Talk. So my girl. Our girl. We love her. Miss Tracy Anderson coming in the house for a reality check.
Yeah, she's talking about the housewives and talking about, obviously, Colton coming up with The Bachelor. I know you're stoked for Colton.
Oh, yeah. We're not talking about him, but that hasn't started yet. But yeah, we are excited, though, for Colton to start The Bachelor again. Is he a virgin? Is he not a virgin?
He's not.
Majority of us think not. Yeah, I don't know. There's a part of me that still believes he is.
He's absolutely not.
Yeah, well,
He was probably told by his dad that it was a cute thing to say.
Adorable. Adorable. We will see. By the way, the ladies do talk about how many times a day that they lay down with their man.
Oh. Were there any that surprised you?
One does it 4 times a day, so you'll have to wait to find out which housewife that is from the OC.
I hope she's single soon.
Well... She is single, so that's a good thing.
Nice.
Nice. Hey, we also have fabulous other things that are happening, getting you hooked up with Freak Fest tickets. That's happening on October 27th. We are taking the stage on State Street, and we're going to get a lot of people hooked up with amazing prizes, like $1,000 for best group. We have tickets for sexiest costume.
Yeah, that's some Gucci Mane tickets. Yes. Tickets to every single one of our adult ditch day for a year. So wear your best outfit to State Street. Tickets are on sale now, $10 in advance, $15 day of the show. And by the way, you can go to madtownjams.com and check out all the details on that.
Yeah. Also, I'm excited about our judges that we have this year. We have Miss Madison Pride, Cass Marie.
Oh, yes.
We have our boy Kyle Little from Portage Skate Park. And our boy Ryan, who I absolutely love, who owns Stubborn Mule Catering.
Stubborn? Okay.
That's really good. Yeah.
Very, very yummy.
Yummy. It's going to be a good time. Also a good time, pumpkin spiced.
Yes. Yeah, so... obviously, on Halloween, we need something to do, and we want you guys to come in and participate in a pumpkin carving contest with us. So grab your significant other. Come on in. We're going to be giving away tickets to that a couple times today because it's going to be a lot of fun. Enjoy coffee and donuts from TNT Coffee and Cafe, and we'll actually be doing a big thing with the Madison Medium.
Yeah, love me some Melanie. Hey, listen, we've got some money up for grabs with a secret sound at $710. That's happening at 7. I will let you know, no one hit yesterday's Powerball jackpot, which is worth up to around $345 million. So on Saturday is the next drawing, and that sucker's got a lot of money in it. It's grown to $430 million.
Although that being said, between those two money prizes, it's probably easier to win the secret sound.
Most likely.
Yeah, you're more, because that's skill-based. You got to use your skills for that.
It's very difficult, though. Good luck with, guessing it. It's a hard one.
It is.
A lot of people can't guess it. We don't know what it is either. But if you become a Friends with Benefits member, you can find out. It's called a cheat sheet. You remember that in school, right? I did it all through pre-algebra.
Yeah,
That's why I got D's in math.
I cheated my entire way through school, and I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
They never caught me. If you got it, flaunt it. I'm a good cheater. What do you want?
What are you gonna
ladies?
Do? Yeah. We don't promote that. Children who might be up at 6. I doubt it yet, but we just want to let you know that.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready because Tough Love with Siri is coming up. By the way, how's your new couch?
Oh, bouncy. I told you to come over and take a bounce, but you didn't.
You're hilarious. What color is it?
It's taupe.
Oh, I love taupe.
I know you were making fun of me once because I didn't know what taupe was, but now I do. And it's
You know what taupe is?
And I got
now?
A taupe couch.
It's a beautiful beige.
It is.
Yeah.
It's taupe.
I'm happy for you. Do you have any accent pillows?
I have six.
You have six accent pillows?
Mm-hmm. A lot of accent.
Please tell me that you've added some color to the taupe. You can't just do taupe.
No. I got a patterned one that's like a darker brown, and then I've got a blue one.
Oh, good. So it's blue and taupe?
Yeah, blue, taupe, and then like dark brown and patterned.
Fabulous.
So
I want you to take
on.
A picture so I can see
Why don't you come
it.
Over?
Oh, yeah, and bounce on it. I forgot.
Yeah.
You're so dumb.
You went out on a first date, but you didn't get a second.
Nah, let's go back where it all started.
Let's find out why. It's second date update. Danny.
In the morning rush on 93.1 Jams. We're back at it in the dating pool right here in Madtown, which is very popular.
That's right. It's hard to get a date. I've been trying for about a month now. Still can't get a date. That's why we're here with Olivia this morning. Olivia, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
We are good.
We're all right.
All right, honey. So tell us, you're having a dating issue with a guy by the name of Mike. What happened on your date?
Okay, so like Mike and I met at in class. We both go to UW Madison.
Nice.
And so we decided to go out to watch the Badger game, and we went to the Coliseum bar. And you know, while we were being there, I was just being a little playful after a few drinks and everything. And and I mean, he didn't seem to mind me playing with him. And I thought everything was going well, and then next thing you know, I don't hear from him anymore. And like, he avoids me in class, and we don't talk. And
weird.
I don't know.
How long has it been since you guys talked? Like since the date and everything transpired?
Maybe like 2 weeks.
Oh wow, he's playing the cold shoulder game.
Yeah, ugh. She said she was playing with him, shady.
Right now, when you explain, now when you're saying playing with him, you mean like just like playful, like flirty, like touching, kind of things like that, right?
Yeah. I'm a very touchy-feely person, so like just touching him, you know, just playing around.
Got the affection thing going. That's good.
I like that.
Right.
All right. I don't know. I mean, you can't think of anything, like maybe you said something that offended him, or maybe do you look like the way you look in your
social media?
Okay.
Okay, well.
All right, well, listen, wait any longer. Are you ready? We're going to call him.
Yes, please.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mike?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. This is Arnie's Pizza Place. You ordered a pizza last night, a big pizza pie. No, I'm just kidding. This is Shady and Krista from Krista in the Morning Rush. That joke missed. We are doing our lovely second date update. Mike, we've taken a personal interest in your love life. You went on a date with Olivia, you remember? Mm-hmm. Met in class, went to the Coliseum, saw a Badger game. I'll touch a feely, and now you're not getting back to her. What's going on?
Lot. You guys are radio station calling me about a date?
Yeah, yes, honey.
That's exactly what's happening.
Olivia, you sit in class with her? Well, you don't sit by her anymore. You're avoiding her.
That's right. What's going on, man?
Okay. I did go on a date with Olivia.
Yeah.
Like, what did she tell you guys?
She told us that, you know, it was a good time, and that she was flirting with you and having a good time. She's a little touchy feely, and everything she thought went great. And then, for some reason, it's been 2 weeks, and you've moved in class. I've heard you gone to the back of the classroom to avoid her, as long as not, you know, answering her calls or texts. So we're gonna
So tell us what is going on, my man. We want to know why you're ghosting her.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is kind of weird, but I mean, to be honest, I mean, she said what? She's touchy feely. Is that what she said?
Yes, that is. Those are the exact words that she used.
Yeah. Well, I would use more aggressively physical. Is it more accurate way of describing that? I mean, we were at the bar, and I was grabbing some drinks, and you know, what started off as like just kind of like a light squeeze in the butt sort of turned into like a consistent. A vice grip on my butt, and just like squeezing and squeezing, and it was just very uncomfortable. I've never had anyone flirt with me like that. Actually, like when I came home, I actually had like a bruise.
Really? Does she have nails?
Yeah,
does she have like the nail marks in your butt cheeks?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And like they kind of hurt when I sat down.
Sure.
So like straight over the top and
over the top.
If she's like that aggressive, like on a first date, I really am not really trying to find out what a second or a fifth
Honestly, she kind of actually sounds up Shady's lane. You like the aggressive women.
I like the aggressive women, yeah. But you know, I don't partake in listeners.
I mean, that's a little different. I don't know. Yeah. Again, that's not my. Yeah.
Well, let's just ask her because she's been listening the entire time. You know, I'm really curious, girl. Are you just so enthralled with him and his butt cheeks you just have to grab it? Sometimes you just see it and you have to grab it.
You
Shady.
Like his rump.
He has the cutest butt.
That's right.
It's just so like round and little, and it's just nice. But
you hear that, Mike?
I've been grabbing you hard.
You got a cute butt, Mike.
You don't just grab someone's butt and
why not
hold it and not like
hold
go?
Come on now.
It hurts.
Aww. Well, listen.
Well, first of all, you were there together, so everyone needed to know that. And second of all, I wasn't even holding it tight. I was just holding it.
Mike,
it felt so good.
Come on now, she just thought you had a cute butt.
Oh, well, maybe she's more, you know, like the Red Room type of stuff, and that's not his like his thing. He likes,
talking about leather and lace.
Traditional type stuff.
Mike, if we were to set it up, would you like to see Olivia at the Coliseum again this Saturday for our tailgate? We'll set you up on a date.
Hands to yourself.
Hands to yourself date, and we'll see if you guys can just talk it out, kind of thing. What do you think?
I'm scared of her.
I mean, I'm open to it. I just like without all the intense physical. I mean, you know, I'm okay with physical, but like,
don't bruise me.
Right. I guess is my question or whatever.
Mike is fragile, Olivia.
See, I like that stuff though.
Olivia, do you think maybe you could treat Mike as a delicate flower, and maybe you guys can go on another date?
Yes.
What do you think?
Yes. Do it.
Yes, I can.
Yay.
Well, our badger.
I'll keep my hands to myself.
Okay.
Our badger tailgate is this Saturday from 9 to 11. We take on Illinois, and we're going to kick some butt, and you guys are going to have a wonderful date. Sound good?
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Yay. I don't know why I feel so soft right now. I don't know. It's like a soft.
You're hilarious. Check me, boo. Close your legs and marry me.
Man, hook up.
Going with the wind, fabulous.
That's my girl.
You are psychotic, Jesus Johnny.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go. Yes, and here we are once again to talk about our favorite gossip. Of course, that is The Real Housewives, Tracy Anderson in the hizzy.
I'm here, girl.
You are here. You have twirled your way in here.
I have twirled my way here. Twirl.
Kenya has nothing on that. By the way, has she had her baby yet?
Girl, she's been pregnant for has it been a year
just
now?
Just saying. Yes, it's been a year since
she's baby out of there.
She has been pregnant an exact year.
Like for a year. They better get that baby out of
Girl,
there.
Girl, get that
Something's
out. Something's going on. I mean, is she really pregnant?
Portia, they're pregnant at the same time.
Yeah.
It's just a little
Who knew?
Strange. Yeah.
Can't wait to see those girls again. By the way, say hi to Facebook Live, Tracy.
Hey.
Hi. All right, let's get to this. The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yes.
They all are in Jamaica, man.
Jamaica, man.
I'm loving on it. I do have to say, by the way, first off, during the travel, of course, I got to give it up to Shannon for being the award winner as the bag lady.
Yes.
Did you see how big her bags were?
You know what? I didn't notice that, but I'm not surprised.
Oh, yes.
I'm not surprised. Shannon.
She had two huge suitcases.
It's all her vitamins.
It is all her vitamins. You're right.
Yeah, hello, girl.
Oh, my God. I didn't even think of that. That's hilarious.
It's her vitamins.
It is. It is her definitely her vitamins. So I just thought that was super funny that she brought the most.
Yeah.
It is extremely mucha caliente or mucho caliente in Jamaica.
It is. And what's up with the place they were saying the air conditioner was out?
That's right.
Oh, I wouldn't like that. They were fixing it, right?
I hope they were. They had their own private butlers, for gosh sakes.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't that nice?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I think they all like that, too.
I need a trip. Yeah,
I know. Do you want to go on one?
Okay.
Okay.
We can. Okay.
I heard Vicky's doing a trip, by the way, and we could all go.
Oh, we could.
Yeah, it's like in Punta Cana or something like that.
Okay.
For $2,000.
Oh,
We could just hang there.
With Vicky.
As she talks to us in a group. But that doesn't include travel.
That's worth $2,000.
It
is.
Come on.
Come on.
I mean,
Vicky, Steve, perhaps?
I would hope so.
I hope so.
I would hope he is there.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about Vicky, by the way. Vicky, out of all the housewives, needs sex four times per day.
Yes,
Four times a day.
Four times.
She's like, Steve, I don't know. He could do whatever, but I need it four times a day.
So, okay, I heard, did Gina say, can he hang with you four times a day?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I can't remember. What did she say? Like, he can or...
He can, but she's like, it's a lot for him.
4 times a day.
He doesn't need it 4 times a day. She does, though.
Who has time for that?
Listen, she's got Kodo insurance to run. How does she have time for that?
How do you have time for that? When are you having when? Like at midnight? Like when?
I mean, she might be doing it while she's taking breaks.
Lunch or.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? He's an older man. He's probably quick, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Probably.
Just
so
saying.
4 times, but she wasn't specific. See?
No, she was not specific on exactly what. I thought it was funny. Of course, when you go to Jamaica, the first thing that comes out of their mouth is, how about the conch here?
Yeah.
Is there a lot of conch happening here? Do we get a lot of conch? Because again, you drink conch and that gets, it reminded me of Becca.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Remember when Becca went on her fabulous trip?
Becca.
Trip,
I
want to
forget Becca.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We don't miss her.
No, we don't.
By the way, I'm super excited for Colton.
I am too.
Bachelor. Huh?
Yeah.
It's happening.
That'll be interesting.
Speaking of sex.
Yeah. You won't get none there.
That's right. Is he a virgin? That'll be the biggest question anybody has.
Yeah.
All right. So Shannon is very ballsy.
You think when so?
Yes, honey. When it comes to this particular part of the show.
So who's going to be sharing with who?
Shannon's going with those two. No.
Of all the people on this trip, I know Gina and Emily the least. And I want to enjoy myself. Who I do know quite well are the Tres Amigas.
Yay! The Tres Amigas. I thought that was quite ballsy of her to say, no, I don't want to be with you girls. What do you think?
I see two sides to this, as I always do. So first, why is Kelly putting her on the spot? Don't put somebody on the spot like that, knowing that she does not like those girls. Kelly knows that.
She does know that.
Mm-hmm. And then when you get older, you are not as flexible. So I do want to enjoy myself. I don't like you guys. I would like to...
See,
I know who I get along with.
And I like that. You actually remind me of Shannon in some sort of way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you're like, you know, I don't mess around. I'm
going
to do what I want to do, and I don't care if you're hurt.
You know,
like,
Ma,
I mean, you know what I mean. I mean that in the best way.
No, I know.
I don't know if that came off right.
No, I know. I mean, I'm just really straightforward.
You're straightforward.
Like,
that's it.
I don't want to waste my time. I mean,
that's
she's
right.
an older person. She's
she
wants to
like
enjoy
him.
Herself. She doesn't like him.
She doesn't like him.
I mean, that's it.
Then I would probably be Shannon, the one that cries all the time.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Hmm. If someone said to me, I don't want to room with you, Krista, I'd probably be crying.
Well, I'm not saying my feelings wouldn't be hurt.
No,
if someone
don't.
Said that to me.
But let's be honest. If you and I went on a trip, we're definitely shacking up together.
Hello.
Yeah, that's our girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right. No one else.
All
no
right.
one else. Anyway, I wouldn't want to shack up with Shannon because she's afraid of the Zika virus.
Yeah, she kept the door closed and it was hot. And some of those herbs in her bags, I'm sure can fix that, can it?
You would think so. I would hope so.
I don't know.
That brings me to the point. There's a big discussion about Miss Shannon and her issue with always having something going wrong. She's always complaining.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
You know what? I was going to ask you, actually. Like, I feel that they were a little hard on her this episode. Like, you know, people kept saying how negative. She's negative. Sour Shannon.
Sour Shannon.
Sour Shannon.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I guess she is. It wasn't bothering me as much as it was bothering everybody else.
Oh, for sure.
I guess she is. Like... I can't do this because of this, or I don't want to do this, or she's not. So I don't know.
Well, I have a friend that has, you know, in my life. And I will tell you, every time I hang out with her, she complains.
Oh,
everything is wrong.
See,
everything
like
about
that.
Her life is wrong. But you know what? I sit there and I listen as a friend.
Yeah.
But then someone told me, but do you think that's being, you know, you're being a
you're
good
enabling.
Enough friend? You should actually probably just tell her. Listen, dude, you need to stop. There's other things that are happening that are worse than the world.
I think everybody has a right to complain.
I think
there's always going to be something, right? That, and it's unrealistic to think you're not going
to
you're going to be positive all the time.
Right.
But I think when it's so consistent all the time, you do eventually have to break down and say, look.
That's right.
You need to get it together. Like, you're bringing me down.
Uh-huh.
Like,
you're depressing.
You know what?
You're depressing to hang out
there's
with.
There's things that bother me, too, but I continue to go on with life.
Right.
And I think you should do this.
I'm curious. I'm curious when it comes to Facebook Live listeners or if you want to call. If you have a girlfriend in your life and you're like, that's all she does is complain.
Mm-hmm.
Do you say something? Do you just let it be?
Yeah.
Because you care about her?
I think if it's constant, you definitely need to say something.
If it's constant.
Oh, yeah. But everybody. everybody's going to complain every now and then. You got to vent.
You have to vent, honey. By the way, I'm going to vent. What the heck was Vicky wearing? She was wearing a thong swimsuit.
Yeah.
With fishnet, like, sarong around it. Like,
yes,
I saw her butt cheeks in her thong.
Okay.
I didn't want to see that.
Well, she wants to show it off. And
okay.
She has sex four times a day.
That's right, girl. So, I forgot she has sex four times.
If you had sex four times a day, you would wear that too.
I probably would.
Yes.
That's probably what she wears when she has sex four times a day. Speaking of Vicky's face, this by far.
What happened?
Girl, here it is. This cracked me up.
God, you're red. Like really patchy.
I love Joey.
Vicky's getting hot. Her mouth is foaming.
Something's going on. I just drink some water and I feel really fresh.
It's like all her plastic surgery is malfunctioning.
Yes.
Look, around your mouth is all white.
Does that mean allergy?
Can't freaking take you anywhere.
Dude.
I'm not going to the hospital with you. You look, no, there's something wrong.
Oh, you guys, she's doing that because she's laughing.
Yeah.
She's like,
Dude, are you okay?
Are you like clammy? Like, is she really
a mess?
You're like,
I don't know what's happening.
I'm like dying, dude. That was the best line ever from Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly is so funny.
Right?
She is hilarious. And she, talk about her. I think I'm more like Kelly. She just says it right up front, too. You
know what?
Like,
good call. Yeah.
Look. Yeah. Look at you. What is happening to you?
What's happening?
Okay, can we be a little subtle?
I'm sorry. It's so hot in here that Vicky's face, her plastic surgery is malfunctioning. I thought that was
fabulous. I think that's what happened.
Oh,
and
for
sure. She keeps getting it done. Like, I wonder how many surgeries she's had on her face.
I don't think that's her face anymore.
It's not. It's not. And like when she laughs or squinches, it's just...
Oh my God, I'm dying right now.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I just think that's so funny.
Yeah, she should stop. She's going to end up looking like the cat lady.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
We like our cats, though, let's be honest.
Oh, yes, honey.
Yes, honey. Here we go. Also, when it comes to Vicky scoring a new client, of course, Gina.
She always... Did you know season after season? Like, she did that with Gretchen.
She did!
Oh, honey, he's dying. Like, you need...
he's
he's
dying.
He's an old man.
He's dying.
He's dying. Like, you need a... How are you taking care of yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You don't work!
Yeah. So I think that's funny. She takes advantage of the girls that she's friends with and be like, honey, you meet with me tomorrow.
She'll
we'll talk.
Say like, I'll help you.
I'll help you, girl.
I'll help you.
Because
you lost.
Because you lost, honey. Then I just thought it was really funny when we heard Vicky talking everything that she was possibly talking about when it comes to her life, her drama with Brooks and Steve.
Oh my gosh, that bartender?
Yes, Trishonda.
Girl.
She was fabulous.
That was crazy.
That
bartender was super sweet. But then she goes through all five seasons.
She does.
and then she goes, I don't want to do anything to upset him because I don't want him to leave me. Isn't that crazy?
I think she's super afraid that he's going to leave her. For sure.
So
she needs to move on, though, because again, she's like, listen, I want to be married. So I don't know how much longer she's going
to
wait.
Yeah, last episode, she's just like, I told you I wanted to be married. Like,
that's right.
I mean.
Come on.
This isn't going to work for me.
It's not going to work for us.
You're like in your 50s. Does it really matter?
No, you're having sex four times a day. You're
right.
Fine.
Right. Who needs marriage?
That's why she doesn't want to let that one go.
Four times a day, who needs marriage?
That's right, honey. That's right.
Girl.
And then real quick, because we are running out of time,
okay,
when it comes to some juicy side gossip.
Yes, honey. So I came across, I don't know if any of the listeners listen to podcasts, but I love a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran across this Tony's Tea Corner. He has all the past housewives on. So Kelly Bensimon was on one of them.
Oh, Kelly.
And she spills all this tea on like Carol really having a ghostwriter. She's like, I know Carol has a ghostwriter because I use the ghostwriter. Yeah.
So Carol is completely lying to us.
Yeah. And he goes, so are you confirming Aviva, right?
Yeah.
That one season?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she goes, yep. I, you know. So she was spilling a lot of tea about that and, you know, her thoughts on Bethany.
Not good.
Honestly, she sounded crazy, but she spilled a lot of tea. So.
Hey, Kelly is phenomenal. I mean, she brought a lot. She brought a lot
she brought
of
Scary
this
Island to
in the
us.
Brain to
yes.
everybody. We love it. So she had a lot of cocktails, I'm sure.
Yes.
All right, girl. We are out of time. So much fun. Thank you, as always, for coming on air to talk Gossip Girl.
I always have a good time with you.
Love you, girl. There you have it with Reality Check. Kristen Morning Rush, Night Through and Gems.
So nasty and so rude.